I hate the world. Nah, just kidding. It's all good.
Tonight's show brought to you by MacWeldon.com and DrinkKickapoo.com and the Grammys. Congratulations, 21 Pilots.
Good job. On... Fucking great. And you know what? Yeah, don't wear pants when you get your award.
They're brave.
That's so fucking brave.
They went on
brave.
Stage wearing MacWeldon underwear.
Underwear. And they haven't washed those for 6 days, and I smell their nuts. Smell fresh.
Yeah, they
smell like 21. Hold the phone. Sean smelled 21 Pilots' nuts.
You know what? MacWeldon asked me to check their underwear. Make sure
why
it
did
fresh.
You say that?
Because that's what the sponsor asked me to do, and I was happy to do it. Smelled great.
Nobody asked
their
him to
nuts
do that.
Smell like flowers and success. Nobody good on
wish
you.
Wish I could turn back time.
Good job, guys. Good job,
to
guys.
The good old
you're so fucking brave. What the? You're so brave.
I'm
good
sensing
for you.
Aggression from Sean and Rocco. I'm sensing that they're actually not top fans.
No.
Top is what you call 21 Pilots, T.O.P.
To prove that we are, prove you wrong, 21 Pilots tribute, triple length theme song. We're going to go through the whole library of our
whole
favorite 21
library.
Pilots.
All of it.
Here we go. Take it away.
Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when our mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when our mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out. I'm without your kisses, I'll be needing stitches.
Nice, yeah. We're back. You know, they should do a Grammy for best 80s song.
That's smart.
Yeah.
They should do that.
And every week, every year, how often do they do the Grammys? Every year.
Every year, once a year annually.
It would be the same song.
Right.
Doesn't matter anyway. The games people play.
No.
Our lips are sealed.
No.
Get this fucking truck out of here. Fuck off, buddy.
It would be.
It's Sunday night. Go home.
Where've all the good men gone and where've all they go? Where did the good men go? Where did they go? I need a hero! Need a hero by the end of the night! Best song of the 80s. Thank you. These guys are speechless.
Fuck
not,
the 80s.
Not heroes.
I'm all about 2017 Silent Pilots.
Protest.
That's all I care about.
Silent Protest. I'm sorry.
That's all I care about.
Silent
just like,
Protest.
Just like Flock of Seagulls.
Hey, wait.
Silently protesting.
Silent protests don't work. Did you know that?
What?
Who said that?
So... story about me, personal story. I still use Facebook. I like Facebook. I'm a sucker for it. One of my friends posted on Facebook, and it was a picture of thousands of people like standing there in a park with their hands by their side. And it was like, look at this protest. This was a silent protest. These people didn't raise an arm. They didn't say anything. And this shows that silent protests work. And I was like, wow, that's really interesting. That's a stunning picture. So I did some Wikipedia research, and that photo was taken, and then the police came in and like beat everybody there with clubs. I'm pretty sure like 5 people were killed and like over 30 were sent to the hospital and arrested. And the protesters' cause was not won at all. They were like disbanded and beaten up, and they lost. So that silent protest didn't work, and that just goes to show.
You've heard about it, so it did work. You got awareness. That's the whole point.
Well, now I know never to try that. If I ever see a silent protest, I'll run because I know that the mass beating is on its way.
5 people died?
Yeah. I mean, this wasn't America, so.
Oh.
Don't worry. No,
protest here.
No Americans were harmed.
Oh.
Do you guys protest or do you bro-test?
What's the difference?
Answered that question. Welcome to the Mega 64 podcast.
Fuck off.
Episode 311. We are going to tear it up, scare it up, blare it out.
Yeah.
So close. You were really close on that one.
Woo! We are Mega 64. You already know that.
Yeah.
Welcome to another weekly podcast.
Yep.
Hey, we had some new stuff come out this week.
Yep.
Thank you very much. We are on a quest to get 1 million subscribers on our YouTube channel.
We're going to do it this year.
Question for you. Did it go up this week? Because last week it went down a little bit.
Yeah, that goat fucked us.
Yeah, are we going back on the right trajectory?
I want to get 1 million subscribers. I don't like to harp too much on the numbers.
Right.
But it did go up. People had the taste of Hoop Goat has been washed out of the palates of the masses.
Thank God.
And the numbers went down after Hoop Goat came out, but we have gone back up. We have surpassed our losses. Out
through the fire and flames.
That's right. And we continue
to ascend. Phoenix rises.
Closer to 1 million subscribers than we've ever been at any point in our history.
Nice.
And our latest video, which is hugely responsible for our great recovery, Circle of Life.
Yes.
Circle of Life, everybody out there? Check it out. big news story in the world of video games.
Yeah.
Funny, though, because it's not a new story.
It's not new, but it's resurging big time because the company is prioritizing it a lot more, I guess, than they were, or being stricter about it, I guess. But if you go out there, you know, in promoting this video, let me ask you, in promoting this video.
I don't promote videos.
I've been coy in what it's really about. I haven't mentioned the. Are you all right?
Did you fall down, Eric?
Okay, I'm okay.
Okay.
Sorry.
He's doing fucking Looney Tunes over here.
Fucking.
I'm sorry.
Tom and Jerry.
Drunk Uncle Eric.
Yeah, geez. But I've been coy in mentioning that this is about a certain giant retailer in the United States.
I can't even imagine which
Walmart.
No locations.
Just kidding. It's EB Games. Keep going.
Just kidding. Software, etc. Anyway. GameStop. Fuck. They have more solidified this kind of thing. I guess this has always been their policy is to try to match the amount of money they make in used game sales with what they've sold in retail. Sales, like new game sales.
Rewind and let's say that again. They want to match what they make in the sales of new consoles and new video games. They want to match that in used items.
Which, yeah, if they don't, they're failing.
The logic behind that is so fucking nuts. I mean, a used system is way cheaper than a new system, so already you're fucked. Like,
if everybody wanted one,
hope.
You lost.
You have no hope.
I feel like technically it's possible, but realistically, that's impossible. Nobody. Yeah. Why would people buy all the old stuff at the rate that they would need to surpass the sales of new games and new technology?
Also,
could that ever happen?
Hey, I'll be real too. Next month is a new console coming out.
Oh shit!
The Switch, it's sold out. So now what? What do they do? They're all fucked.
They got some more Wii U's.
So
we tackled this.
You want a Wii U too?
We tackled this issue with our Circle of Life video this week. Because it started coming out that employees were like having to come up with their own arguably deceitful ways to meet these quotas.
Yeah, we heard
because they don't want to lose their jobs.
We heard stories of employees straight up lying, like we don't have this new. No. You have Resident Evil 7? No, we don't. You're GameStop and you don't have the brand new game that came out? No. Okay. And it was just to not fuck over
and now
their
I go
quotas
back in my head
stuff.
Thinking like every time I went to a GameStop and they didn't have the game I wanted, now I'm thinking like, wait, did they have it?
Ooh.
I don't know. Because that's happened before. They say they don't have a game.
It's
okay.
Not worth making your business untrustworthy. Because in all honesty, like, yeah, you may be making the numbers this week, but next week I ain't coming back because there's this cloud of untrustworthiness around. You know what I mean? Like I feel like trust is more valuable.
I have stopped shopping there before this video because it was a fucking hassle.
There. I wasn't really going there anymore.
I'd rather go to Target and then get things I need for that, like milk.
Or anywhere.
Anywhere.
I was telling Kevin, the last time I actually pre-ordered something there, picked it up, was when the new 3DS came out. Because Amazon was still in their we don't carry Nintendo's hardware funk that they were in. So I did go there.
The Great Battle.
But that was it. And before that it had been years. Yeah. So I don't know.
So fuck GameStop, unless you want to sponsor us.
Yeah. And check out our video, Circle of Life. It features us. Kevin has a cameo in there. Frank is in there as well.
Well, speaking of Circle of Life, the Circle of Life was completed because I think you don't care if I say that. Do you care if I say that? Your origins?
Oh, no.
Okay, yeah. Kevin worked at GameStop. So getting to see that the circle of life really did close at the end of that video. We saw it was like, did that feel weird being back in the?
Yeah, I kept I wore my glasses because I'm just like, okay, perfect.
Got to have the glasses on to match his old. It was like you were back. I don't know how old you were back then, but young, very young. Not that you're not young now, but you know.
I thought we transformed Puck's set for the GameStop store. I thought it turned out pretty good.
Frank helped us in the making of this video. Helped us write it, make it, all that stuff. He made all the signs that were in the background. That was him. So he did a really good job. Yeah. In general, I was like, I liked how the video looked and stuff. I think it's a good video. I think if I'm going to get critical of it, I think we talked about this. I'm like, I kind of wish it had like another layer to it, or maybe a just. I don't know how else to describe it.
It needed a nice little bow on it.
One more to make it really great.
We're like a comedy video factory out here. We churn them out, and sometimes when the product is out there, we get to reflect on a little bit. And sometimes they're a little bit undercooked.
Yeah.
You could say, or they're missing a. It's hard to say sometimes. Sometimes it's an intangible thing, and you just feel like. I don't know what it is, but I feel like there was something missing to this. Like we could have done something more.
Yeah. I'm happy with it, but I could have brought it home like one more thing, and then yeah, okay, perfect.
Maybe
but,
kind of but, like wrapped up our message or something a little bit better. But
we ain't gonna complain.
I'm not gonna complain. I'm really happy with the way it turned out. We worked on it. It came out quickly and it came out pretty good. And we have more videos we're working on that are gonna come out real soon. That'll be even better.
Yep.
I'm sorry. As we shift gears, have you guys seen CeeLo at the Grammys tonight?
Yeah, C-3PO?
CeeLo at the Grammys?
Yeah.
Are you fucking serious? What the fuck is that
thing? I don't know.
He looks like a fucking candy.
Someone, I think maybe it was Barbara on Twitter.
That's the Tron helmet.
They said it was like if Zordon and C-3PO fucked and had a baby, it would be this.
That's an insult to Zordon.
Sorry, Barbara said
looks
it.
Looks like a fucking gold turd. What is that?
So at that point, is that fashion or are you just wearing a costume?
You haven't been in the spotlight for a long time and you desperately need attention, so you'd wear that because you know there'll be articles written about you. That's what that is.
You know what? If you're going to wear shit like that, you have to have the fucking badass song to back it up.
Yeah,
so
he does.
You
ever
heard
Derek? You know what he says to that?
What?
Fuck you.
Bam!
Fuck you too.
I have a dollar in my pocket and it was enough. I said, fuck you.
Hey, if CeeLo wants a sequel to Fuck You, I have a couple suggestions. He could do Sit on It and Rotate.
Blow
you
know? Me.
Sit on It and Rotate. Blow Me would be a good one. Blow Me.
Yes, if you would sing a song for me and I said, blow me.
Yeah, Rocco has a good quote. You might want to let CeeLo borrow. You say, eat out my ass.
Eat my ass right
eat
out.
My, eat my ass right out. CeeLo, you could sing that if a you kid, need a sequel to
I
Fuck sa- You.
A kid at the playground asked if he could use the swings, and I said, eat my ass right out.
I think Fuck You, Forget You, is like like the low point of American culture. So over
not just music, just culture.
American culture as a whole, okay. when a song that was all about just the girlfriend who dumped me, I saw her. Fuck you. That was like a number one hit. As like, wow, that's a sentiment that just everybody can get behind.
But you know,
oh, you dumped me. Fuck you.
Something else to keep in mind though, like you say that's a low point, but all the Transformers movies made money. So, you know, it's like,
I'm
just saying.
Those all pretty much happened at the same time.
Do some research.
Those are the low point across the board.
That's true. Hey, there's going to be a fifth one, by the way.
That's good. You know,
so I just want to point that out.
Another chance to get it right.
No reason to go.
Wait, let's not talk about low points. Let's talk about high points.
High points.
So, it's a high point for YouTube because we're on it.
Yep.
Congratulations.
True.
Seriously.
It's true.
Someday, we're not going to be on YouTube anymore. We're going to be retired. Some of us will be dead. Those two. Some of us will be alive. Me. But Mega 64 will not exist on YouTube. So it's the high point right now. We're living in the golden
age. These are the good old days. Don't look back.
That's right. And Mega 64 may not seem like it, but we're putting out videos left and right. So we didn't just put out Circle of Life this week.
Right.
We have an archive channel.
Yep.
We put out like five things on it. The after show from last week's podcast. I'm just going to say them real quick. We don't need to talk about them. But I just want people to know, if they don't know, what's available out there. The PPS number 209 went up this week. And a very special performance from this year's Game Days. Full concert live appearance by Buckwheat Groats.
Yep.
I honestly watched that. the whole entire
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, me too. I did
you
too.
Linked to it. I was like, oh, I'll watch a little bit of this. And I ended up watching the entire show.
Yeah. And that's why I want to mention this, because a lot of people who went to game days said that Buckwheat Groats, aside from us, was the highlight of the day. That they really liked that performance and that it was the most unexpected thing of game days. That they really had no idea what to expect. And at 11 in the morning, which is pretty early for our fans, they get this rap concert that is really vulgar, doesn't hold anything back. It was the highlight of game days for a lot of people. That's available on our archive channel right now as of this week. So go check that out. We also have Patreon, as everybody knows. We put up a new episode of Friend Dimension, Resident Evil 7 Part 2.
That was last week.
But I just want to reiterate that
it's still available. Well, it was so long, you probably haven't finished watching it yet. Yeah. So.
It was extra long. And just yesterday, we put up the today?
Yes.
It was delayed, but it's even newer than I thought. Funhouse appearance at Game Days. Basically, if you didn't go to Game Days,
you can
get the cyber internet experience by checking out all our videos. So check out all our stuff. We got a lot of stuff out there. It's all fucking out there.
Yeah.
And you know, you really can't find a Buckwheat Groats concert anywhere else but our channel.
We're the only one who has the full deal.
We're the one people who have that.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, and it's funny. That's it for Mega 64 News. Good night, everybody. Nah, I guess we can keep.
Okay,
we'll keep going. This is the number one video game podcast.
Garrett isn't here, so it's not fair. He should get a plug. What does he want to plug?
His Twitter.
Why is Garrett not here? Does anybody know?
He's sick.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah, I'm sick.
Hey, honestly, I'm sick. I'm sick. I'm here.
I'm sick of the bullshit.
Yeah, I'm sick of his incompetence.
When I got back from TayoCon, it was like I was battling being sick. It was like I never quite gave into it.
Yeah.
But I battled it for like 2 weeks. But you know what? I was still fucking here.
You know what I hate hearing about? So often, because we travel all the time, I hate hearing, oh, watch out, I got the PAX POX. I hate that term.
Wait, do you like PAX POX or con crud?
Oh, con! I never heard of that.
I hear that more often.
Con crud?
Yep.
I haven't heard of that. But people always say, yo, don't want to shake hands. I'm with the PAX POX.
Poop?
Yeah, I hear crud and I go, you got something in your eye? What happened? No, I'm sick.
Con crud?
Oh, like when you get sick, do you go, I got crud? Guys, I can't come in. I got crud. Like what? I don't know where that. PAX POX? PAX POX, I get that. POX is an illness.
I can't go to school today. I got crud.
Con crud? You got what? A rim of shit around your asshole? What happened? Like, what is that? I got con crud. Con crud! Do a parody. It's like, I'm like...
you already did it.
Rocco Al Yankovic.
Where's your Grammy? Why are your pants still on?
Yeah, why are you in your fucking pants?
No!
Give me an award. Give me an award.
Stop! I can't believe those fucking dicks did that.
Do you seriously have a problem with 21 Pilots?
I think it's fucking stupid they did that.
Let me ask you something. Real talk.
Okay.
What is anything at all, even one thing you know about 21 Pilots?
Share all your info.
They wish they could turn back time.
I asked John. I want to know.
The guy, I know this because I went to TayoCon and I saw a lot of 21 Pilots cosplayers. A lot of them. Also, a lot of people wearing TV monitors on their head. That's a different story, though.
Not related.
Well, this girl had both, so, kind of. She said that she dressed like them and had the black paint on her hands and her throat. And I said, hey, can I ask you, what is this? Like, what is the whole fucking thing here? And she said, oh, well, I'm glad you asked. It turns out that one of the guys, his fucking name out, who cares? He has a lot of insecurities. And so what he does is he takes paint. It's not a tattoo. It's paint. And he puts it on his hands and his throat because he plays guitar and he sings and he's insecure of that. So he's highlighting his insecurities and letting the world know, hey, I have insecurities just like all of you. And it's that's his beautiful message.
That's all you know?
So fuck that guy. Be insecure. Whoa. Stop making music. Fuck you. Didn't have that fucking shit on yourself at the award show, I guess. 2 fucking years now.
I would be insecure if I had shit smeared all over
me. It's like a beautiful story about how she can relate to somebody with insecurities.
That fuck off. Hey, that to me is someone saying, how do I get high schoolers to like me? Oh, I know.
So
you're insecure. I'm going to take advantage of that.
You hate this band based on what one girl told you at an anime convention about them.
Do you remember
and their music.
Do you remember the story about the Pete Wentz from Fall Out Boy and he wanted to get a present for his girlfriend, so he went to the doctor and got an X-ray of his heart. Like, he had to fake getting fake heart problems so that he could get an X-ray.
Yeah.
This is the same shit in a new decade.
Yes, it is.
Where it's just, you can't just be genuine. You're in that phase where you have to make up some dumb motherfucking shit to get people to go,
and there's
wow.
a whole genre for wow. that.
There is.
And they're at the top of the game.
Yeah, clearly they are. And people eat that shit up. But that's fucking dumb. Play your music and shut up.
Can we do point counterpoint and I'll say the things that are good about them?
I'm sorry, Derek, are you ready to return fire?
Sure.
All on a beautiful morning.
I mean, not
okay, this is better.
That's not this segment.
Yeah, not really.
This is things that are good about 21 Pilots.
Okay.
They're good looking.
Point Garrett.
They're cute guys.
That's a good point though.
They're cute guys. And they're young, which adds to the cuteness, makes them look even better.
Yep. 2 points, Garrett.
So if you're into that, they are fucking best at what they do. On top of that, they could play guitar, I guess, a little bit. They made up a style of playing, so it doesn't have to be good because they made it up. So they're best at what they do.
Good point.
Point, Garrett.
That's 3 or 4 things, maybe 5. I didn't count.
I think we'll count it. We'll say it's 4. I think it's more like 3. We'll say 4.
That's everything that they got going for them.
So 3-0, Derek.
And if you understand the entertainment industry, you know that that's a fucking home run recipe.
Counterpoint, Sean.
It's split. I'd say a little heavier towards Derek. Go ahead.
Hey. They're fucking ugly.
Oh.
Their music fucking sucks.
You just countered your points. Oh.
And.
Derek, you got you.
And.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Say it. Say it. Zoom in on him for this part.
Do it.
Blast him.
They don't wear fucking pants when they accept awards, and fuck them for that.
That's not what you're going to say.
Why can't they be themselves?
That's not what you're going to say.
As an impartial adjudicator here, I got to give it to Derek. I like two of Sean's points. The third point, no pants. That doesn't apply here.
Yeah, I mean, Red Hot Chili Peppers did that. You love them.
I don't love them. I think their music's fucking boring. But that's another debate. Yeah, you put socks on your wieners. Who hasn't done that?
So there's our Grammy discussion for the evening, folks. Hey, we play a lot of video games this week. This is the number one video game podcast on the internet. Rocco, you've been playing a new one.
I got a stack of games.
Did you finish up Yakuza yet?
No, I haven't beat it yet. But okay. I needed a break.
All right.
That game is pretty in-depth and kind of long. So it's like, you know what? Okay, I've toured Japan long enough. I need to take a little break. Sometimes I like to, you know, I like to play something that's totally different. And so something I've had on my back burner, because it was cheap around Black Friday, was Gears of War 4. And so popped that into the old Xbox. Had a huge 20-plus gig update. So the next day, I played it. And, you know, I groaned when they announced Gears of War 4. I didn't need another Gears of War. Story-wise, that's pretty much where it still stands.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, why is all of this happening? We're just kind of like angry at people and we're fighting them. But okay. But that being said, it's not like I'm only playing for some dramatic story. It's a fun game to play. I'm actually enjoying it. It's got a new cast. Now, the original Gears of War was the most bro-ish game ever. Like, they're all burly dudes. Yeah. You'd reload right at the right time. Shit, yeah. You know, it was all like, they were like the most bro you can possibly get. They've got these new characters now that I think are kind of a response to that. Like, they're younger and kind of more sensitive and like just more well-rounded. I'm going to be real. I like the bros better.
Oh.
I think that made it more fun because they were such caricatures. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Sure.
Like, maybe in some like movies that would not work. That would be like annoying. I don't know. It was a big loud video game about like killing these ugly guys. Like, I don't know. I didn't mind them being like.
What, do they like cry now and have like emotional baggage?
Not even that. And they're not even bad. It's a fun game.
Throat black.
They don't. No, okay. They're not bad characters. They're just, you know, they're just a little more subdued. They've turned all that down. And I just think, this was already ridiculous. Turn it up. Who cares?
So they went from like Captain Kirk to Captain Picard. That's what they're trying to do.
I guess. Well, I guess. But
Picard is better.
Yeah, Picard. A little more respect for Picard. I guess. Yeah. But anyway, that.
But yeah,
that's besides the point.
Captain Kirk is like having sex with all the aliens.
Right. Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, getting into fist fights.
Sure.
And,
yeah. Some people like that more.
Captain Kirk is intellectual, you know, recites poetry.
Yeah.
Anyway, but that's just a thought. The characters are still pretty okay. It's a fun game. I've been surprised how much fun I've been having with it. Yeah. I don't know what else the Xbox One is going to have, but that's fun.
Dragon
anyway,
thing.
I've been having fun. If you were burnt out on Gears of War, all I'm saying is play the fourth one. It's not like there isn't quite the, it's not, I don't know how much you'll remember it compared to the first three, but it's been fun. It's a lot of fun.
All cool. Right. Last week I was talking about last month's PlayStation Plus games, but I ended up getting the new ones this month. Two, what were they? Little Big Planet 3 is available, and Not a Hero, which is a pretty fun indie game, like a little platform shooter action game that I tried out. Little Big Planet 3, more from the Little Big Planet franchise. I don't know if you guys ever played
the first one.
The first one?
Yeah.
I only played the first one years ago, and I popped this one in. It was exactly the fucking same.
Thank you.
And you know what? Little Big Planet, I played probably 2 hours of it, and it was all the same, and so I stopped playing it.
That's exactly how I feel. Yeah. And I've tried them all, and I always feel like I'm King Asshole, because I say that every time, and it's like,
no, it is the same shit. It is the same controls. Yeah. You're in the same pod, you do stickers, and everything is 100% the same.
Yeah.
There's additions, there's new stuff, but it's essentially one game that they just keep extending and extending. Yep. But it was free, so I'm not complaining. And you know, it's a good platformer to have as a backup when you just want to jump around and like solve really simple puzzles. Little Big Planet is there. But Eric was saying that there's a very cool ninja game, and a lot of people in the chat are saying Ninja Senki DC, Ninja DX. Senkai DX.
DX spoof.
Apparently this is like a two-button Game Boy-esque game where, what, are you a ninja in this game?
Yeah, you're a ninja, and you're just straight up going like left to right. It's platforming. It's just like an old Game Boy game. Huh. It's really cool. The music is awesome.
Check it out.
The gameplay is fun.
So that's free this month on PlayStation Plus.
Yep.
I missed that one. I'll have to download that and give you my review next week. Cool stuff. I mean, I always get those games. They're free, so why not check them out?
At least,
see if you like them.
Yeah.
They're big titles, too. And then I also, this is a game that's been around for a while, but I just had the urge to play it. And I wanted to get it on PlayStation 4. I got Prison Architect, which I've talked about in the past, is fun. I like simulation games. It's like SimCity, but you're building a prison. And you have to, you know, stop the riots and make sure everything runs smoothly. I really like those kinds of games, and I have fun with it. So I'm playing Prison Architect again as well.
Nice.
Are you playing anything, Sean?
I mean, Resident Evil 7 still, and every time I play it, I enjoy it more. So,
yeah, I agree with that.
I think I'm about halfway done, so I have a ways to go still. But I have had way more fun playing this game than I've had playing any other game in a long time.
Yeah.
And it really surprises me.
Yeah. So. It really captures that feeling that I had playing. I know it's not the same game as 4 by any stretch, but it really does recapture the same feeling of exploring somewhere that feels scary, but like in the realm of tangible. Mm. Like if you could really get lost in this fucking place and not, you know what I mean? Even though I know it's ridiculous, it still has that feel. Like Resident Evil 4, yeah, of course it was all heightened, but it still felt like you're lost in the middle of fucking Spain.
Right.
It, you know, I enjoyed playing 5. I had fun with 5, but it went to some fucking cartoony places. Right. I didn't feel like you could ever really go there. 6 just puts you in that hot
I just
seat.
Feel like, you know, with it's been a lot of fun. With 7, it's funny because Resident Evil 4, I do get the same kind of vibe, even though it's very different. But you are going all around Spain and this compound is. And in this game, you're not. You're in the same compound pretty much. I mean, as far as I can tell, the entire game, and it doesn't get old or boring. No. And it's just like you go back to the same rooms 1,000 times and you find things you've missed the first 80 times you were there because you weren't looking for that certain thing. It's like it's really cool.
That sounds like Resident Evil 1.
Kind of. It's interesting because the sales numbers are in, and like it's doing well, but it's not near 5 or 6. Mm. And so a lot of people are kind of seeing that as, oh no, oh failure, oh whatever. First of all, this game is probably a tenth of the budget of those games. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure they're doing fine. It's sold millions of copies.
Right.
People don't realize how many fucking copies 6 sold. I mean, it was like 10 million copies. Exactly. Yeah. It did. So yeah, it wasn't going to do that, but well worth going through this because word of mouth has been so great with this game that now they can put out 8 and 8 will probably do the best because they got this tidal wave of positivity behind it. If they had done another one like 6, it would be like, oh fuck, another one.
Yeah.
And it'd be over, you know? So, well worth it, I think.
Yeah. So I would say if you're on the fence, 100% get it.
I am someone, I know there are a lot of people out there like, I'm a scaredy cat. I can't play it. No one's a bigger fucking wuss than me with that stuff. And once you get past the beginning things, you get into the groove of the game. And there's some scary moments, but it's worth enduring. I never, so far, I've not felt like, this is too fucking much. Right. Stop. I did in the beginning. And then once I got past that, it's been a lot of fun.
So, anyways, I'll probably talk about it more and more and more.
Yeah, we talk about it every week. But
I'll finish it eventually and stop talking about it. So
yeah, there you go.
There you go. All right. You know what?
What?
I got a fucking complaint. What? Yeah. We got this new fucking sponsor, Mack Weldon.
Yeah.
And the product is fucking bullshit.
It's bullshit?
Yeah.
Why?
They don't even fucking tell you this.
Can
shit.
You look right into Kevin Scammer and tell us why? What the fuck, dude?
I got the fucking sweatpants from Mack Weldon. Yeah. I can't even fucking wear these things.
Why?
Every time I walk out of the house, it's like a hand is grabbing and pulling them down, and there's some chick there trying to take them off.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
Dude. There's no warning with that?
That happened.
No,
dude.
No warning.
When Kevin, you remember, when we got our hoverboards, we had a similar thing. So I threw mine away.
Oh.
And I thought I'd never have to deal with that again. You're saying the same thing happened
with
these
the fucking
pants?
Sweatpants. Yeah,
man.
What the fuck?
I just ordered, because I was just about to say, they restocked everything in my size. So I just made a huge order. What a waste.
I was at the fucking park the other day. I go down to tie my shoe, right? I bend over and my pant cuff comes up a little bit.
Yeah.
A little sliver of my Mack Weldon sock starts showing. Next thing I know, my face is on the dirt. Some girl had tackled me from behind. It was trying to rip my fucking pants off at the belt.
Fuck.
I hope she was 18 or up.
I didn't ask. I didn't ask how old she was. I had to do this fucking judo chop.
Yeah.
Elbow fucking behind me.
No time for questions.
Yeah.
Crack.
Bust her wide open. Get her fuck off of me.
Mm-hmm.
What am I supposed to do with these clothes?
Yeah.
Fuck, dude.
I think Mack Weldon may have gone too far.
Made him too
so
fucking sexy.
We're going to try. What we're trying to do is we're doing an experiment to see if they've gone too far or not. What we need everyone to do, go to MackWeldon.com and order a lot of great inner and outer wear.
Comfortable as shit.
And use the code MEGA64 because not only will you get a discount, you will get a discount on your order. You will also let them know you were part of the experiment.
Yeah. Well, I hope we can get a fucking Krav Maga company to sponsor us next.
I hope we can get
you're gonna need
Teflon.
It. You're going to need it when you put those silver underwear on. Now I know why the underwear is silver. Because all the ripping that goes on before, they had to put the metal fibers in there.
That's the only silver's the only thing that'll
keep the
hurt
things,
the women that have been chasing after me.
Yeah. Pure silver.
I'm sorry, are you being chased by werewolves?
Hey.
No, pure women.
When a woman is that pure, silver hurts. They want gold. Anyway, MackWeldon.com.
You've been warned.
And you get a discount. What was the discount they get?
That was 20%.
It's 20%.
That's awesome.
That's a lot. You can get, these specific Sunday pants I'm talking about. Or shall I call them the sex talismans?
Yeah.
I think they should rename them that. You can get them pretty cheap with the 20% off code. So, Mega64.
I wear those to bed every single night. And you know what? I didn't think it was possible, but Jenny's pregnant again.
Holy shit, dude.
And his fucking pipes are shut down.
I did. But some the microfibers and all that stuff, they put these back together.
The Mack Weldon jizz fairies did their magic.
Yeah, Mack Weldon is the perfect vehicle for jizz fairies to soar through the air and plant.
And sort you out.
So go to MackWeldon.com. I want to say thank you to our other sponsor as well. Kickapoo Joy Juice, a delicious... I'm starting to get pissed off about this, too.
Okay, yeah.
They send us a supply of Kickapoo.
Right.
And they're always... It's gone in one day.
Well, how does that
so
happen?
So people are always like, you never have it on the podcast because it's gone in 30 seconds.
That is true.
It's gone so quick. We're chugging
well,
it.
No, it's not only us. It's like every person who walks through the door here.
Fucking
honestly,
Kevin.
Honestly, if you're a Mega 64 fan, you I've noticed, and I'm happy about this, Mega 64 fans actually get excited when they see Kickapoo. Yeah. Because we talk about it so much. It's like, oh shit, there it is. So yeah, whenever we have a film shoot in here, and we had one last Sunday with a bunch of people in here, I always notice the Kickapoo is magically fucking gone after all the extras have left the warehouse here.
So thanks a lot, ass wipes who helped us.
People are always they're always stealing our Kickapoo. I mean, I guess it we don't pay them, so
yeah,
they can take they can have a soda.
That's, we pay them Kickapoo.
Yeah,
we give them and they're happy as clams.
They don't even want money. You won't want money after you drink a delicious Kickapoo. Quit your job. Go to drinkkickapoo.com, order a case, or get one on Amazon. Better yet, follow at Drink Kickapoo on Twitter, and you get an update on where the drink is at any moment, so you could stalk it through the jungle predator style.
Yeah, go ahead, tweet at the mask where it is. At any time of the day, they'll let you know. No.
Fuck off. Whoever's calling, you don't get Kickapoo. Order it yourself. You're not getting it from me. That's a freebie. All right. And real quick.
Yeah.
Everyone, sorry, were you going
to
say something?
I was going to go to the next thing.
Yeah, Twitch.
Go ahead.
Hey. If you're watching this live on Twitch, hit the button that says subscribe. And if you have Amazon Prime, you get a free subscription every month. So give it to us. Give us a subscription. That's right. You could subscribe.
No, I don't want no scrubs.
Oh.
You could subscribe to Mega 64 here on Twitch. And you get all kinds of awesome emoticons they use in the chat. You get no ads.
But you
get
know what?
Those ads.
I'm fucking pissed about this shit too.
Oh no! Yeah. You're pissed about this?
Legitimately.
Oh man.
They offer. Okay, it's nice that Amazon offers this.
Yeah.
But. There's a trick to it.
What is it? What?
Amazon is a big company, and they do the big company tricks. Mm. They give you a free subscription, but at the end of the month, they take it back, and they just hope. You had it. Maybe you'll forget about it. Maybe you won't need it again.
They're trying to trick you?
Yeah. February just started. You were probably automatically unsubscribed.
You're unscrubbed.
And you didn't realize
it. Unscrubbed.
Unscrubbed?
Legit. Bullshit. So you need to do it every month. But it is free, so it doesn't cost you anything. It just costs you the time and effort to do the clicking, which I'm sure you could handle out
your
there.
Your finger could use the workout.
Your finger could use the workout because not all of us have these epic finger bang sessions like some of us here. But we're not going to go into that. You get the emojis.
Yeah.
You get the stocks are up, stocks are down. You can let us know how we're doing live and in real time. It's free to use, so check it out. You have to redo it every month. Bummer.
Yeah. So, yeah, do that. And then also, shop.mega64.com has plenty of items to support Mega 64. And in fact, this last Friday, we put up mystery posters, but those are gone.
Oh, fuck. They sold out.
Sold out. They are sold out.
We had a lot of
And Hacks 2.0 posters. Whoa. And if you're watching this, there are a few left, but they're probably going to be gone by the end of the show, I imagine.
So if you're watching this live, good on you. Because now you have the hot tip. Go right now and get them.
And if it's gone, hey, there's a lot of other items there. Check those out. By the way, if you pre-ordered our space shirt or our experiment sweatshirt, they're coming soon. We'll keep you posted. They're in production, so we'll let you guys know. Anyway, we should get to, there's an important segment, kind of a new segment that we've been doing.
We've run into a problem.
Oh, okay.
We've been doing this thing for the past few weeks.
Yeah.
It's called Return Fire.
Right.
We're not going to be doing that this week. If you liked Return Fire, I liked it too. We all liked it. We like having a discussion with our fans.
Sure.
We'll do it again. It will return.
Okay.
But we can't do it this week. It's fucked up.
That's fucked up.
It's a problem.
What happened?
Well, I'll let Rocco explain it.
The bad news is the clock got turned back too far by someone on the internet.
Okay.
And Return Fire hasn't been invented. The Civil War hasn't happened yet.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
We got turned back to the time of Shakespeare.
What?
Welcome to Shakespeare Theater. We are going to read.
Well, let's explain if you're new.
This is the origin story of tonight's performance.
What is Shakespeare Theater for
those
who don't know?
Shakespeare Theater is a theater in the round in which we gather to read comments that are particularly lengthy and detailed and
melodramatic.
Oh. The arts dramatis, theater obscura. Tonight.
It's been a while since we had one of these.
It has. Our selection is from a special source.
Oh.
That's right. There is a subreddit on the internet for the series Cinema Sins. And they discovered my very rant about that series. That I made several weeks ago. Cinema Sins creates videos that are 10 things wrong with this movie.
Oh.
25 things wrong with that movie. They found out about... I said I don't give a fuck about channels like that. I think they're fucking boring and lazy. And
by the way, great valid point. They are boring and they are lazy.
Okay.
And they just look at movies and you did this wrong. You did that wrong. You did that wrong. Who the fuck are you? Go make a movie.
Wait.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. But the truth came out.
Uh-oh.
What?
I was informed that these videos are satire and done in character. Which now makes them really great.
Now they're hilarious.
Now they're funnier. So, this was the response given when the subreddit found out about my great error. Fuck these morons. They have zero knowledge or appreciation of multi-layered humor. And slash or they've never, ever watched Mystery Science Theater 3000, which, if they haven't, they have no business working in film, period. Then they act as if everyone who makes a movie should be given a participation trophy. Fuck that shit. Fuck it hard. And leave it to die in the rain. Not to mention the concept of learning from mistakes, Cinema Sins citations, humorous or otherwise, has already led to better art being made. Also, I am more than fed up with the, well, if you don't like it, go make your own movie line. As if that nullifies an opinion of art based on the elitist idea that if you're not a mechanic, you don't know how to drive a car. Better example, Chuck Klosterman is one of the best rock journalists of all time. The dude can't play a note to save his life or any instrument. But you'll never listen to Led Zeppelin the same way again. After you after reading his treatise in Killing Yourself to Live. So, quit your channel. You bargain basement baboons. You know less than nothing. And therefore, don't add anything of worth or value. Just quit. The ceremonial tossing of the hat.
Beautiful.
The
beautiful.
Act is done. I had not actually read that all the way through yet. I just saw
longer than that.
I'm sorry. I never read it online. That ended up being better for that segment than I ever could have hoped. Now I want to say thank you because I think it was a fan that maybe we're watching tonight.
Yeah.
That had, you know, I don't always want to get involved. I try to stay out of stuff. But I so wanted to respond, but it was like, no, don't do that. But one of you beautiful people out there did it for us, and they gave the best reply. And I don't have it in front of me, so I'm paraphrasing.
Okay.
It was to the effect of, ooh, these guys have Mega 60, referring to us.
Yeah. Well, you're not going to like this
response. You're not going to like this response. Mega 64 has three seasons of a show, and Mike Nelson is in one of them. Anyway, I just really enjoyed it.
Probably never heard of Mystery Science Theater 3000.
And he had some response to that too, but I don't remember.
That's right.
Anyway,
so there you have it.
Unsubbed.
And unsubbed was all he was missing.
Unsubbed.
He got unscrubbed. Yep.
Great. You know, always have to have a comment segment. It's good to have a dialogue with the fans.
Good to have
a dialogue going.
Hey, you know, We are in San Diego.
Nice.
It's the best city in America.
America's finest city.
It is America's finest city. You know, if you didn't know, New York is called the Big Apple, and New Orleans is Big Easy. Chicago is the Windy City.
Windy City.
San Diego is America's finest city. That's our official nickname. Mm-hmm. We're cute. We're cool. We're the best. We're pretty. I just want to let everybody know out there, because you're part of the fam. You're part of the squad. You're squad AF with us, bros.
You're woke.
You are. Mega 64 is, for the first time ever in our illustrious 14-year history, participating in San Diego Film Week. We've entered our videos into the local film festival circuit. And we've been tearing it up. And yeah, I just want to pat ourselves on the back. San Diego Film Week is happening all this week right now.
I want to pat ourselves on the back as much as possible, because I think that CinemaSins guy is probably going to watch this from here on out. And I want to just keep like puffing out our chest as much as we can. So yeah, best filmmakers, Southern California, right
in
here.
In all of Southern California.
Well, you know what? San Diego Film Week does invite filmmakers from Los Angeles and Tijuana from the North and the South.
Exactly.
So all North of Southern and California and this whole region of the world. Yeah. And we're tearing up the comedy scene down here. Good on us. Hey, if you're in the San Diego area, San Diego Film Week is happening this week. You can come see some of the screenings. You can see our competition. You may even see some of us and some of our things. That's what's been happening in our neck of the woods down here. Raga, you said you watched CNN the 80s.
The 80s, yeah. I know they've been doing these documentaries, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s. But I don't have CNN, and I had Netflix was canceled for a little while, whatever. But now I'm back in, and I saw they put up the 80s.
Yeah.
So I've been watching
how
that.
How is it?
Good. I was surprised how much of it I remember. Because, you know, the 80s is kind of a blur for me, very young at that point in life. But it's so funny as it goes. It's like, wow, I remember this being on the news nonstop. You know, any particular thing. You know, oh, Reagan said this. Something that I, you know, it's easy with time to forget things that were so, you know, such a big deal or such a problem. And obviously this particular thing was a serious and big deal. But I forgot of the feeling at that time of when AIDS became a major.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, well, the confusion around it. Yeah. But I hadn't thought about quite the amount of confusion there was around about it. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
In so long, because exactly, I was a kid. I barely was cognizant of that.
Yeah.
But watching this now, it's like, oh, this is what all the confusion was. It was just like,
I remember being a kid watching TV in like first grade. I was like 5 or 6 years old, and there was this commercial on TV, and it was all about how you can't get AIDS from sharing a toilet seat.
I remember stuff like that.
And you can't get AIDS from sharing a towel. And it was so funny because at the time, as a kid, it was just on TV. So it was so normal. I was just watching. Yeah. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Cool commercial.
Yeah.
Back to Saturday morning cartoons. Yeah. And now it's like you don't see those commercials anymore.
Right.
And it really was like,
it was a product of the confusion.
Yeah. And it was like a snapshot.
To clear it up.
It's funny because, yeah, I had the same feeling when I watched the 80s CNN show. I watched it on Netflix. And every episode was like, oh yeah, I remember this being my whole world when I was a kid, but I didn't realize that it had just, that they were recent issues.
Right.
Yeah. You know, when I was a kid, I would watch MTV and I would just think like, wow, man, people have been watching MTV forever. I didn't realize like, no, this thing is like only a few years old and you're the audience. Like it's, we know now MTV is so successful, but at the time, like, you know, we were participating in it.
Yeah.
I watched the 60s and I watched the 70s, the CNN series. But when I watched the 80s, I had a personal connection to it. So it was different for those reasons.
Right.
It was almost a little extra special.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really like all those CNN decades.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of them. I watched a couple of
them. You haven't seen any of them?
Well, we watched in Boston one year.
That's really all I've seen too.
But I haven't really watched them. So.
They're all good. The 60s one, I'd say, is all about, they're all really good. They all kind of cover the same thing. They talk about music culture, television culture, movie culture, political culture, and just culture.
Yeah.
And it's really cool. The 80s has a special episode all about video games because it's
technology.
Yeah, technology,
stuff, yeah.
Computers.
That was great.
Video games.
That was
very
awesome.
That's very unique to that decade. Mm-hmm. So Yeah, it was really interesting. I recommend it to everybody out there. Check it out.
It just helps with everything together like that. It really contextualizes things that in ways that I hadn't before. And I was really surprised when I watched the ones about music. It was so interesting. There was some, I forget who it was, maybe from someone Rolling Stone or something. And they pointed out, because to me, the 80s in terms of music, lots of music I love, but it's right. All kind of cheesy to me. Like, oh yeah, 80s is kind of when there was cheesy music, whatever. But I never really, like they said, it was like, you know, the 80s was kind of one of the best decades of music, if only for the fact that it's kind of the only time where every form of music or culture was represented and big.
That's true.
Because in like, you know, it was like rap blew up. Metal blew up. Rock blew up. You know what I mean? It's like we kind of go through phases now where it's like, okay, rap is really big, but no, rock is kind of like dead right now. And, you know, or whatever. But it was like, that was a time when everyone blew up. You know, even in the 70s, there was like early forms of hip hop, but no one wanted to air that. You know, no one, it was just not, but the 80s was when everything got airtime and was big. And it was like, you know, it's kind of interesting. I don't know. I never really considered it that way. I always kind of, the 80s to me is always kind of, you know, like, oh yeah, Flock of Seagulls, you know, but interesting to see it that way. Anyway, yeah, I've really enjoyed it, but the technology one was definitely my favorite.
My favorite was the political one. Mm. It was all about the Reagan presidency.
Yeah.
Because
there was a lot of stuff I didn't realize in that.
I didn't realize too that, time, you know, he was president for essentially all of the 80s. And it was just super fascinating to me because he was the oldest president we've ever had at the time.
Yeah.
And towards when he was running for his second election, they called into question the fact that he might be developing Alzheimer's. And like,
his age was a factor.
Was he mentally fit to lead the country? Yeah. And like, he was leading America and all these conservative directions and doing all this covert stuff, which we maybe weren't aware of at the time. But now, 30 years later, we have the full story. So the 80s can tell you, like, they were saying this at the time, but this is what they were doing behind the scenes.
Right.
And it was really fascinating. It was really, really, that was my favorite episode of the whole thing.
I think it was interesting because I never was really like, I knew Reagan was president, but I never had any barometer of like, how was he or what
had no opinion,
what did he do, whatever. And it's interesting now, the balls on that guy. I didn't realize because I was, oh, Reagan, you know, just kind of like saw a smiling old man and that was it. But man, they like, again, all the AIDS confusion. And then they had an event for, there was like the young boy who had AIDS that was like really famous in the 80s because, you know, he was like the first kid trying to go to school with it. And it was like, should he be in the classroom? Should he not? How do we handle that? Nobody knew, you know? And they had an event for him. Elizabeth Taylor was like, I've got celebrity. I could speak up. Like, let's raise money for this and like get some things solved. And they had an event and Elizabeth Taylor, you know, actor to actor, reached out to Reagan, like, you should speak at this thing. And Reagan did. And then like through like, you know, this boy is very brave and we got to do what's right. And we got to try to help him. I am signing the thing that makes AIDS a preventable, you cannot enter the country if you in any way may have been exposed to AIDS. Like, people in the audience are just like, whoa. Like, they're trying to destigmatize it in terms of like, look, it's containable and treatable. And he went up and he's just like, I mean, I'm still going to lock down the borders of anyone who might have even had a chance to be exposed to that. But we are going to work hard on it. Like, he stuck to his fucking guns on that. And everyone is like, whoa, you start to hear like people going like, no. It was crazy. I didn't realize.
I was like, why did I invite that guy?
It was a crazy political era.
Jeez, it was. Like, I didn't realize that. See,
yeah, that episode is very, there's a lot of moments where the public is very unhappy with what is, there's a lot of tension and it's a riveting story. The political climate in the 80s is very interesting.
I'll check it out.
Check out CNN's the 80s. Check them all out.
All of it was good. I like that they devoted as many episodes to the political stuff as they did to also just fluff. Like the juxtaposition, it was good. It's all been good.
They really cover
good.
All of it.
Yeah.
What else?
I saw Manchester by the Sea.
How was? I've heard it's a downer.
What is that?
Bummer.
Is that what it is?
It's nominated. It's one of the big Oscar nominees. Casey Affleck is in it. About, he's kind of a handyman finds himself in a situation where he has to look after a child. And fucking bummer, man.
Oh. Maybe I'll pass on that one.
No.
Sounds like I should pass on that
one. No, you should watch it. Don't be afraid to feel. But anyway, I don't know what else I could say that isn't just fucking spoiler territory in that movie. Casey Affleck was good in it. He was a good actor. Fuck Ben for his Batman shit. Casey did better. He should have been Batman.
Yeah.
Casey Affleck should have been Batman. That's what I thought when I saw Manchester by the Sea. Mm. This guy should have been Batman. It would have been better if Batman was in it.
I don't know anything about this movie.
His brother dies and he gets control. He becomes the guardian of the kid.
Okay. This is my question to you.
And it was sad.
This is my question to you. I don't like the name of that movie. Now that you've seen the movie, is there a better name you can give it so that I might be fucking interested in seeing it?
I think it should be called...
When I hear Manchester by the Sea, I feel like...
Yeah.
A fucking tree fall over and somebody cry? Like, what the fuck is this movie?
It sounds like some like Great Gatsby shit.
Yeah.
That's not what it is. It should be called... What's going on in this house? It should be called... One Fucked Up Summer.
Okay. What's going on in this house? Subtitle: One Fucked Up Summer.
Yeah, One Fucked Up Summer. Okay. Yeah, he's got to take care of the, you know, kind of teenage kid, and it's like, you know, and he's so not prepared for that, and he's got a lot of past reasons why he's not comfortable with it.
Oh shit!
And you'll learn those when you see the movie. It was very sad, very emotional movie. Oh. I still don't know my full take on it. When it was one of those movies when it's over, you don't have a quick. I didn't have a quick key to like, yeah, great. It was. I'm like still thinking about it. So yeah, check it out.
Okay, I'll check that out.
See what you think.
Did you watch any more Young Pope or what?
Young Pope update.
I watched another like 5 minutes of it and then I just.
Five minutes.
Every time Sean reviews a show, that's the last episode he ever watches.
I finished Leftovers, and yeah, I really like that. I feel like I lay in bed and I watch something. Maybe I'll watch Scene in the 80s instead of fucking Young Pope. It sucked. I really hated everyone in that show.
I still got a lot of hate mail when you said that.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
Really?
I still think, Girl Pope or Gay Pope. Way better shows.
I want someone else to watch
it. Take my idea, make a good show.
I'm missing something, but I just all the characters are miserable, and I don't like anyone. It's what's fun to watch.
Didn't say it was gonna be Happy Pope.
I like watching things if I can at least share for one person.
It's not fun Pope.
At least someone. I'm like desperately looking for somebody to like, and I just
maybe John Paul.
Every show on everything ever right now is every character is miserable. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's if you're not into every character is miserable. You're gonna have to read a book or something.
The red flag to me was when Vinyl got canceled, because I liked that show.
Yeah,
I liked that show, but it was reveling in characters' misery. And I remember stuff coming out that was like, man, this show would be better if maybe good shit happened.
I remember thinking, can one good thing happen?
Yeah, I think we're hitting that crest of, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I like that show Vinyl a lot.
The Leftovers definitely had that.
It definitely does.
And finds ways out of it.
I agree.
And was able to survive that.
Right.
But there's been I think we're at peak misery
with
shows right
again.
Now. I think, you know, Game of Thrones is about to end. I mean, relatively soon.
Yeah,
what, next year, I think, is be the last
thing. Yeah, I think so.
So, you know, that wraps up. I think we're going to see like a goodbye to like even The Walking Dead, which people love that shit in that. This last season, people were going like, enough.
Yeah.
Do you notice that? I mean, I don't watch The Walking Dead, but I can tell you my family does. And even they were like, I'm ready for them to not kind of go there with that. So I think you're going to see the return of the Huxtables. Bad choice.
No.
What's another happy family?
The Keatons.
Seventh Heaven.
Ah, fuck. God damn it.
Mm-mm.
God.
Nope.
Shit.
Is there a TV family out there where the dad is legitimately
I'm telling
good?
You, Family Ties.
I think Home Improvement is going to have to come back just by default.
Tim Allen.
Yeah,
Tim Allen's doing okay.
Yeah, no, he's been all good. No problem.
Yeah, Tim Allen's clean as a whistle. They can make him a young Pope.
Well, then make the show about Wilson now. Let's see. It should be called The Other Side of the Fence.
Young Wilson.
Whoa.
Young Wilson. Whoa.
I'd watch Young Wilson.
And I'd watch here's that. How the show ends. Some fucking horrific Two-Face thing happens, but instead of vertical Two-Face, he's horizontal Two-Face.
You know what?
That's
no.
why he covers
Hey, it. Reboot Home Improvement.
Yeah.
But it's a behind the scenes. Home Destruction. It's a behind the scenes show about this coke dealer who just got out of jail and now wants to make a really family friendly sitcom.
Yeah.
That's a fucking great show.
Yeah.
We should get the backstory of Alistair Binford. And it's like, how did he build his tool empire?
Oh, yeah.
How did he get the empire?
I like how his name is Alistair now.
Yep, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know. Is it? Do you know? Is that really his name?
Well, Fatal Farm made a video, and it was Alistair Binford.
Oh! Fatal Farm! But yeah. Lasagna
Fatal
Cat!
Farm,
Lasagna Cat's coming back!
They made a new Lasagna Cat trailer. It is so rewarding to see.
Now, a lot of people don't know what this is, so we should clarify. Go
10 years ago, the best series ever done on YouTube came out and ended. Lasagna Cat, where every episode was a live action recreation of a great Garfield comic strip. And then they, after it would end, they would remix it with a song.
Yeah.
And they were really well done. Channel hasn't had a new upload in almost a decade. It's like days from now, it'll be a decade. And they're back.
I can't believe
new updates, new videos. So check out Lasagna Cat on YouTube. The latest video they have a phone number for you to call and list how many sexual partners you've had. So call that number and do that, and they'll get us some new episodes according to that.
Cool.
Still the best. Sorry, Homestar Runner. Sorry. What's another series?
Ruby.
Pure Ownage. Ruby.
Red vs. Blue.
All of that. Sean Baby was not a series. That was a man who just had a. Sean Baby just had a kid.
Oh,
is that Sean Baby Baby?
Sean's baby.
How did I not think of that?
I don't know.
Sean Baby's kid. You know the kid's name?
Sean's baby.
What?
Sean Baby Baby.
Rebel Time Cop Riley.
You're not serious.
And he posted it on Facebook.
Oh, so it has to be real.
I wish I was a baby.
Okay. Yeah.
Me too.
So I could grow up with that baby and kick its ass.
Its fucking ass.
this is not about anything, but this happened to me.
It's that easy.
I was at a soccer game this weekend, and I had a drink in the grass, and I was not watching. I took a sip of it, and then I had a hair like from the can like in my mouth, so I pulled it out, and it was like hair, and then like a ball, and then more hair, and I was like, what the fuck is that? And then the bottom hair went like this, and it was a fucking spider that was in my mouth. I grabbed one of its legs and I threw it. Grossest fucking thing to ever happen to me. It was
Why
a nightmare.
Why would you tell anyone that story?
Because I had to experience it, so I had to make you experience it too. Whoa.
There was a spider in your mouth connected to a hair?
No, the hair was the leg. I thought it was a hair. It was a spider's leg.
Oh, motherfucker.
Pulling itself out, like trying to get out of my mouth.
Fuck.
So anyways,
I wouldn't have told that.
Oh my god.
He made it through. Spider was alive and I haven't died
at
yet
least
either.
That story wasn't connected to a sponsor.
Hey, to be fair, while Sean told that story, we got new subscribers.
Oh, thank you for subbing. Probably that story did the trick.
Jesus.
I think the worst story you've told, I'm gonna plant my flag here. The worst.
I feel like you're living a Ring
was,
movie.
Was when you slept on a sumo and woke up to like roaches on you. And my favorite, the reason why I say that's the worst story is that it was connected to our sponsorship. We went, by the way, this podcast is brought to you by Sumo, and that was your next sentence. Yeah, I had roaches on me. Isn't that great? Cool.
What a great product.
And Sumo is no longer a sponsor. How did that happen? Anyway.
Hey, we're sponsored by Coca-Cola. Hey, I had a Coca-Cola. I went to sleep. I woke up. Roaches all over my house. They couldn't get enough of this soda.
I don't remember.
What time I chugged down a Coke and there was cum in it. Anyway, but it was still refreshing. I love Coca-Cola.
Hey, I just bought a Toyota. It's great. Turned the AC. Snakes started coming out of the vents. Anyways, get yourself a Camry. I love
those Camrys when there aren't people snakes in them.
Say my best stories in the chat. I don't remember any of them. I don't know what they're talking about. A glass eye? What was that? I don't know.
I don't remember that one.
Well, I remember this one. So,
hey, I want to do a quick Can I do a shameless plug?
Okay.
Yeah.
I've been doing this thing lately. Check this out. Hey, look at this. I've been doing this thing lately. I've been posting my top 15 favorite YouTube videos of all time. And if you haven't seen it, check it out. Go to roccobodie.com. That's where my blog is. I've been posting every day. Because lately we were reminiscing, I don't know if it was me, Kevin, or somebody, I don't know, maybe Garrett too, but we were reminiscing about the best videos we found on YouTube and how favorites used to be a lot more prevalent. On you'd favorite something, it would show up in their
feed. It was a big deal if you had
favorites. And how that's just been so like kicked to the curb.
Yeah.
And it missed, and it's like, but you know, I still favorite stuff. You may not, I mean, honestly, you probably missed it, but there's a favorites playlist both on my personal channel.
Which, yeah, I've stopped doing that years ago.
And on the Mega 64 channel, I still add favorites there. If there's something that we all laugh at, I'll put it up on there. And it doesn't notify anybody, but they are there. And so I thought, you know what? We start reminiscing, like, what are the best videos ever on YouTube? And so that got me just excited. I like spent too much time on it. I made a list and I was like, yeah, I'm going to post each one. Okay, so that's what I've been doing. Check it out. You'll reminisce. There's some, you know, Burger King rap was on there. Nice. You know, there's been a bunch of stuff that you'll remember and stuff you might not have seen. So check that out. There's no reason to really promote that other than I've just had fun.
Oh, it's fun.
Posting it.
Hey, those favorites, a lot of them, I think that you're going through the list. It's like this, a lot of it is like in our videos or we reference a lot.
Yeah.
Kind of, this is the origin of it.
And I didn't realize what I have absorbed from some of them that I subconsciously didn't realize I had.
Yeah.
Because I posted my number 15 one was how to shine your shoes, how to polish your shoes, classic whatever. Video. And it is a guy on like a college TV station teaching you how to shine your shoes. And when it starts, it's just him like this in silent for 30 seconds. I mean, and he just keeps looking off camera like something's wrong. All right, welcome to another time of how to shine your shoes. And just the way he conducts himself, I'm like, shit, I have acted like this so many times. I haven't watched this in 10 years,
right?
But I act like this all the time when I have to be like a dork or something. And that video is great because he gives up. He doesn't finish explaining and he tells you to go see a professional, which at the beginning of the video, he tells you don't need to see a professional. You can do it yourself. And then it ends with, well, we're out of time, but don't forget to go to a shoe place and get them to shine your shoes. Anyway, so yeah, more videos to come. I've been doing that. And I want to give another plug. We'll give more info later, but teaser for the announcement. We're going to be at PAX East. I know it's not a huge surprise.
No.
We've been at every PAX East.
Yeah, we have.
We've been at everyone since the beginning.
We have, yeah.
We're going to be at PAX East in Boston. I had a few people ask this weekend. Just want to lay it out there. We will be at PAX East. More info very soon, but yes, definitely we will be at PAX East in Boston. I'm really looking forward to it. One of our biggest shows every year.
Yeah, I love PAX East.
So I'm looking forward to that.
Cool.
We'll see y'all in Boston. We're going to get some seafood. We're going to be at the Legal Kitchen.
Don't say we're going to be. No locations.
I eat alone then.
Busted.
I guess I eat alone.
Fucking got you, bro.
Fucking busted.
The captain eats alone.
Enjoy your seafood.
Anyway. Yeah. So anyway.
That's all.
Thank you all for watching this week. We're going to do the final segment now called The Final Countdown. Right. Take it away.
10. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.